Welcome to episode 17. Getting in the news is a social transaction, not a financial one.
Welcome to the PR Playbook podcast with Ranjini Joshua, the only podcast that teaches you how to strategically navigate the world of public relations and social media and grow a powerful brand.
Hello and welcome to episode 17. Something I often have difficulty explaining, and let's be honest, it's most things in PR, is the differences between earned media and sponsored posts or paid media. When my parents first saw an article placed by me in the New York Times, they said, oh, that's a good advertisement. And it took everything I had to try to explain that actually, no, it was a couple of months of very hard work, working with the reporter, going back and forth with the client, several interviews, getting the right graphics, getting prime placement in the Sunday Times. It was a big accomplishment for me, but they, at the end of it all, probably still thought that it was something that we paid for and we got it in the newspaper and it was something that looked nice. However, it was very, very, very challenging to explain this, that the news was actually placed there by none other than their daughter. And I think many companies that I've worked with have the same disconnection. They're not exactly sure how content from editorial perspective and content from a paid perspective works. I know oftentimes when I work with clients that are potentially out of this country or from other places, they don't understand why I need time to pitch and follow up, because their assumption is that we pitch a reporter, we pay the money, they put the article in the outlet. That's just not how it works. As PR professionals, our job is to craft a story that resonates with the journalist. And that's just the pitch. Then when we do our job correctly, the client has a real edge to present the information to the reporter in the form of an interview or an email interview or however the reporter wants to get the information. And then it turns into a new story. So it's a very tricky dynamic and something that a lot of people really don't understand, which is why I've done several of these interviews with some of the editors of my favorite publications, just so you can understand the process of building a new story a little bit better. But I do today want to go over these secondary things called advertorials. Now, they're also more commonly called sponsored posts, and you might see them and not know what that means. When you see sponsored posts at the top left-hand of an article, it means someone paid for it to be there. You may think this only happens on Instagram and with influencers, but it happens in the media too all the time. And you may not even know that it's happening. It may be happening to you right now. Oftentimes, it's under the cloak of a news hook or a news-sounding headline, only to be produced by a company and not a journalist. Now, don't get me wrong. There are definitely benefits to both types of content. And sometimes I do recommend that people use sponsored posts and shape them in a form where it looks editorial. However, at the end of the day, one is editorial, which is not paid for and placed by pitching in a journalist who believes that your story is newsworthy, versus the other advertorial, which is really mostly content marketing, which again now could be sometimes paid and sometimes unpaid. So the details are a little blurry, so I'm going to give you a quick rundown of each type of content. So I just described three different types of content that you are probably going to run across and you need to know how to identify for either your own purposes or for the purpose of planning your PR strategy or even marketing strategy. So first, we're going to go back. Editorial content or news stories. This is straight up news, typically written by a bona fide journalist with a real news angle and a real impact on the world. I'm not saying that there isn't soft news, so there's soft news and hard news. Soft news is usually more consumer focused. Hard news is like breaking news. But it is typically reported by a journalist and it's something that's real, that was fact checked and not paid for. So these are real facts. A sponsored post, number two. A sponsored post or an advertorial can look and even sometimes read like an article, but in reality it is an ad spot purchased or quote unquote sponsored by a company and most likely written by them too or a ghostwriter. The smarter sponsored posts will mimic an editorial piece as closely as they possibly can so they can trick the audience into believing it's actually an editorial piece and they won't be able to tell the difference. It's not all bad. It may be a very valid, very good piece of information. However, it's still an advertisement. It's a paid sponsored post. So it's always going to say something positive about that particular company or their agenda, their angle that they're dealing with. You can identify it because it's written by someone at a company or sponsored by a company, or it says sponsored post. There are different ways that people identify it. And in the news industry, you do have to identify things that are sponsored. So look around for where the article was produced. Now, this third type of content is a little bit tricky. Contributed content, or what I like to call thought leadership, is actually a little bit of a combo of both of those things, sort of. However, most emphasis is on the editorial side. It is an unpaid placement by a company, but it is approved by the editor. And the topic is approved so that the company is providing expert advice, opinions that are vendor neutral, which basically means you cannot promote your company. Naturally, if this person is an expert, they're going to have angled insights that are going to direct you back and say, oh, I want to know more about this guy. He knows a lot about this industry. Maybe they're a good company to work with. So that's the purpose of a content, contributed content or thought leadership, is to get you to be interested in that person, their angle, their thoughts, and feel like they know what they're talking about and potentially go back and talk to them a little bit further about whatever they do. However, specifically for placement of these contributed articles, it goes through the magazine publication outlet's editor and typically is not self-promotional. So it's required to be industry focused so that it's not an advertisement and not used as marketing. Look, I've been fooled many times myself. And then sometimes if I feel something's fishy going on, I'll go back and look and I'll say, oh my gosh, this was a sponsored post, or this was by this particular ad network. So it's a sponsored post. Take a look at who's writing the content that you're reading. The reason I bring this up is oftentimes we get people coming to us and saying, look, one of our competitors was in TechCrunch or Mashable. Well, was it a sponsored post? Because a lot of times it could be. Large publications now more often than not have these things called content studios. And these content studios, for example, Forbes has one, Wall Street Journal has one, Associated Press has one, Mashable has one. These content studios have freelance writers in-house that will work with your company for a paid price, typically about $5,000 and up, on sponsored posts that look like editorial content. So they still drive traffic. I mean, you are potentially tricking an audience into reading it as an editorial piece, but you didn't have to do the public relations or journalistic pitching side of the story, and it's not actually news. So that said, your audience may not see the difference between a sponsored post and a regular article. So you may want to consider it in your marketing strategy or your PR strategy if you're having trouble breaking down the doors on the editorial side. Sometimes I say, hey, why don't we do something like a sponsored post if you don't have $5,000 for a single article sponsored post for one day featured on the front page, then you may not want to do that. So it is expensive to do that kind of activity. But it might be worth it to drive that amount of traffic to your site or to get sales, or if you have something big going on or a big promotion or announcement. So I hope this was a helpful breakdown between earned and paid content. As usual, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for podcast topics, please submit them at podcast@thesilvertelegram.com. That's all for now. Start thinking of creating creative headlines, be healthy, and please stay at home. See you next time.